When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
It is that time, 11:37 on a Thursday morning, here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. What a wild NFL coaching cycle we are on. And how many of these coaches will last 4 years? We'll take a look. But right now, as you heard Donnie tell Norm, boy, music.
Yeah, Mozart's music. So a few days ago, Rolling Stone put out an article online that gave us the information that there was the first country song to ever earn a double diamond status. And what that means, double diamond, if they've sold more than 20 million units, that is double diamond. Well, don't know if you can guess what song that is, but I will play it for you now. This song a few days ago was certified double diamond, and it is Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, that's Creed?
By Chris Stapleton, DJ. Not Creed. Chris Stapleton. Stapleton. Creed. Maybe now we can say this is the greatest cover of all time, since it's the first country music hit to go double diamond. And it's awesome.
You can make a case.
So, when you think about this track, it was written in 1980. Dean Dillon and Linda Hargrove met, and the same night they wrote this song in about an hour.
Wow.
Song found its way to David Allen Coe in 1981 and became a modest hit. And then a few years later, George Jones, he did the song, and it reached number 2 on the Hot Country Singles chart. But Chris Stapleton, with his fantastic voice, he just skyrocketed this thing to the absolute top. And it is a fantastic tune. And now certified double diamond, of course, we all know it's a great tune. Now, only 2 other songs in the history of music have reached the double diamond status. And I will play those for you here in just a second.
Okay.
But I do want to recognize that when you hear Tennessee Whiskey and how great this is, and it is a cover, this song does borrow the melody from another song. I don't think it's officially called a sample or whatever, but it does borrow a melody from a song, and I want to play that song for you now. So just get another snoot full of Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton, and I will play for you the song that this song borrows a melody from. And if I'm not mistaken, we can go back to 1967 with this one. I think I'm right about this. And this is a song by the absolute great Etta James. And the song is I'd rather go blind. That's I'd rather go blind. So that's a borrowed melody for Tennessee Whiskey from Etta James. So now let's get into the other 2 songs that have gone double diamond. Chris Stapleton is the first country music song to go double diamond, but not the first one. So the first one goes back to 2010, And that is a song by Bruno Mars. It's called Just the Way You Are. Over and over again. So this song went double diamond. It's from 2010. Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. And there's one more song that's going double diamond. It was the 2018 song from Swae Lee and Post Malone. And that song is Sunflower.
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, Maddox loves this song because of that movie.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't think I would have guessed this would be double diamond, 20 million units, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, and it's wild, too, because apparently when you talk about the unit, it has to be streamed 150 times to count as one unit.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So when you look at that and it's selling sales plus streams, 20 million units, you'd have to figure out how many of those were streams, but it's one unit again would be 150 streams.
That means this thing has been heard a whole lot.
A whole lot. And it looks like, so next up on the list for Double Diamond is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, and Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And those look like they'll probably hit double diamond in the next couple of years. I mean, again, it depends on streams and all that type of thing, but.
Let's go back to Tennessee Whiskey.
Such a great song. It's a great album.
So congratulations to Chris Stapleton and Tennessee Whiskey for going double diamond. And I guess when the others are certified double diamond, maybe we'll go back in the music segment and talk about them. But it kind of, I remember this at a James song, I'd Rather Go Blind, but I just did not put two and two together as far as barring the melody from that. Again, what I always look at is if it's sampled.
Right.
And this is not considered a sample. It just borrowed the melody. And I don't know what that means. And I don't know if at all if Etta James and her estate or whatever kind of went after it to try and say something about it. Or even when it first happened. But it first happened in 1980. So that's when they were just jacking melodies and doing everything back and forth without any repercussions.
Yeah, I was going to say, country music's always been historically really good to their African-American counterparts.
Right. They're not actually trying to give credit, but if this is a cover, I don't know why they would go out to Chris Stapleton. It's just when it happened, the first time it happened, we borrowed this melody. It just went down like that.
Did you specify that this was Double Diamond singles?
Yes.
Okay, because there's 14 Double Diamond albums.
Yes, I did say singles. I believe I did say singles. Okay. But if I didn't,
It's an interesting list of albums, too, because you have a wide variety. You have Green Day's, Dookie, Metallica's self-titled album, Shania Twain's Come On Over. You got a wide range of albums, but it's interesting that there's only three singles that have made it this far.
And 14 albums, yeah, but only three singles. No, that is true. So there you go. That's Boy Music for this week. We do it every single Thursday at 11:30.